Everybody, we really appreciate everybody who has come to the meeting this evening. I'm just going to read a few more verses from the Bible in Mark chapter 4, Mark's Gospel chapter 4. If you haven't got a Bible with you, don't worry. I'm just going to read them as clearly as I can. Mark's Gospel and chapter 4. And we're reading from verse 35. Mark chapter 4 and verse 35. And it says, the same day when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, that's the Lord Jesus, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, peace be still, said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? I just want to pick up on a question that is asked in those few verses. And maybe it's a question that you have asked. The question that was asked here amidst this great storm on this lake, the question was asked when they woke the Lord Jesus up, carest thou not that we perish? Really the thought was, do you not care? Maybe in your life there have been times when you've asked the very same question. Does anybody care? Does anybody care? I just want to think about that tonight, because I want to show to you from the Bible there is somebody who cares. And who loves you. And cares so much that he was prepared to go to a cross to die for you. And because of what he has done by his death upon the cross, you and I, if we simply come to him and accept him as our Saviour and confess our sin before him and turn from our sin, the Bible tells us that we can be free from our sin and know that we're on our way to heaven. The message of the gospel, as we said last night, is a wonderful message of good news. A tremendous message from the Bible. Which, what we do with this message will determine where we're going to spend eternity. After this life, the Bible speaks about a heaven and the Bible speaks about a hell. And this wonderful message, and because of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the opportunity for you and I tonight is to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Saviour and come to him, knowing our sins are forgiven, if we'll only but trust him and believe on him and know that we're on our way to heaven. So it is a wonderful message of the gospel. But I wonder if you've ever asked the question, does anybody care? Maybe you felt at times in your life isolated. Maybe you felt in your times in your life you felt ignored. Or maybe you felt in your life overwhelmed by events that have happened and you've had to ask the question, really, does anybody care? Well, I want to show you to you from the Bible tonight that we have a wonderful Saviour to tell you about from the Bible. A wonderful Saviour who cares about you and who loves you and died for you upon a cross so that it has been made possible for you to go to heaven. You know, we know how much people care when they show it. And we can see that in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know how much he cares because he has shown it. He has gone to a cross and laid his life down upon the cross and gave his life upon the cross so that we can be free from sin. So that we can go to heaven. And so he has shown how much he cares. He cares more than anybody else. So, these disciples, they enter into a boat. And we see them, they're experienced fishermen. So a storm should not be a problem to them. But this storm seems to be far worse than any other storm they have experienced. And it's interesting, isn't it, when we read these verses, that when we read about the storm in verse 37, we're told it's a great storm. You know, a few verses later we read the Lord Jesus Christ, as a result of him being woken up and coming to the top of the ship, and he speaks. And just as a result of the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us as a result of it, there was a great calm. A great storm. And now a great calm as a result of the Lord Jesus Christ. And maybe in your life, maybe at this moment in time, you might say to me, well, my life's like a great storm. But how wonderful that as a result of the Lord Jesus Christ and as a result of his death upon the cross, we can experience a great calm We can experience a great peace and calm in our life. Now, we're not saying that if you become a Christian and if you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will never have another problem. We're not saying that. But how wonderful from the Bible we learn, if we but trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, confess our sin before Him, believing that He died and was buried, and on the third day rose again, He's our Savior. And we know that our sins are forgiven. And we know that we're on our way to heaven. And He's with us every moment of every step of every day. What a wonderful thing to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. So the storm of life full of uncertainty and full of doubt. Yet how wonderful we can experience this great calm, this great peace in our life. And so the Bible tells us that the waves beat into the ship amidst the great storm. Sometimes life feels like that, doesn't it? Just wave after wave beating upon our life. It might be the wave beating upon us in our health. It might be a wave that beats upon our life because of employment. It might be the wave that beats upon us because of family problems. All different kinds of problems can come our way, as these disciples experienced the storm in the boat. And yet we find the Lord Jesus Christ, while this storm was going on, He was doing something which I could never imagine me doing. He was asleep in a boat. Now, I'm not a massive fan of boats. There's a reason for that. I won't go into that now. But I'm not a big fan of boats. And I couldn't ever imagine me ever being asleep in a boat, whether there's a storm or not. But here the Lord Jesus Christ was amidst this great storm, and He's asleep in the bottom of the boat. And maybe in your life you think, first of all, does anybody care? Or maybe you feel as if God or the Lord Jesus Christ is far away from you, and really He may as well be asleep because of the problems in your life. And you might question, has He done anything? Does He really care about my situation? Well, how wonderful when we find the disciples coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, He knew about the storm. The Lord Jesus Christ, even though He was asleep, He knew about the storm. And He knows about you. And He knows about the storm that maybe you've gone through or are going through at this moment in time. He knows about every wave that might have crashed down upon your life. He knows the times that you may have questioned, does anybody care? He knows all about it. And when they came to the Lord Jesus Christ, maybe you thought in your life, well, why doesn't He do something if He does care? Why doesn't the Lord Jesus Christ do something in my life if He does care that much? How wonderful tonight that I can show to you from the Bible, He's already done something. He's already done something. He came into this world and born at Bethlehem. We remember that at Christmas time. But the whole reason the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world living a perfect life was that He might go to a cross at Calvary. And even though the Lord Jesus Christ had never done anything wrong, He was absolutely perfect in every way, never done a sin, unlike all of us, who the Bible tells us we've all sinned, we've all done wrong. Yet the Lord Jesus Christ had never done a sin, and yet He was prepared to go to the cross. Nails through His hands and through His feet, a crown of thorns upon His head, a spear thrust into His side. And while He was upon that cross, there were 3 hours of darkness where all of your sin and all of my sin was heaped upon the very man who had never done a sin. He was there because He cares. He was there because He loves you so much He was prepared to go. So He has done something for us. But amidst this great storm, the Lord Jesus Christ asleep in the bottom of the boat, and the disciples come to Him. And they wake Him. Interesting, isn't it, that the storm didn't wake Him? The disciples woke Him. He knew about the storm. He was in control of the storm. He was in control of the waves and the wind. And He's in control of every wave that might crash upon your life and mine. And He came. And they woke Him. And they woke the Lord Jesus Christ. And they asked the question, carest Thou not that we perish? Do you not, Saviour, Master, do you not even care that we're about to die? Imagine asking the Lord Jesus Christ that. What a sad question to ask. The person who cares more than anybody else. And they asked Him, do you not care? I tell you tonight, Maybe you've asked that question, but I want to tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ cares more than anybody else about you. And if you were the only person in your sin in this world, he still would have come and still would have laid down his life upon a cross so that you can go to heaven. You can escape sin. You can escape going to hell. You can be on your way to heaven. And all he's asking you to do is put your faith and your trust in him. What a saviour we have. One who cares. One who is compassionate. One who is concerned for each and every one of us. And the Lord Jesus Christ, having been woken up amidst the great storm, he comes to the top of the boat and he just speaks and says three words. And he says, "Peace, be still." You know, the moment he says that, immediately the Bible says there was a calm. You know, amidst the great storm, if we were going to sea, and I'm not a fisherman, and I live probably the furthest point from the sea, so I've not really got any authority to speak about the sea, have I? But if you were to be in a storm in the sea, even when the storm stops, the waves are still rolling for hours and hours afterwards. But not when the Lord Jesus Christ speaks. He speaks three words: "Peace, be still." And immediately there was a calm. The wind stopped. The waves stopped. He was in complete control of the Lord Jesus Christ. He always speaks with power. The Lord Jesus Christ always speaks with authority. You know, there are many people who speak today and that you might listen to them. And, well, maybe a lot of what you hear might not be worth listening to. And maybe a lot of people that speak to you, some of them, when they speak, they can't really be trusted. And maybe some of the people that speak to us, well, maybe they exaggerate things, but not so with the Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever he speaks with power and he speaks with authority. And the words of the Lord Jesus Christ come to us today. And his arms are open wide today to you. And he says, "Come unto me. Come unto me." This one who is in control of all things. This one who can control the storm is the same one who was born at Bethlehem, is the same one who died upon a cross, who loved you and died for you and cares more than anybody else. And his arms are outstretched for you today. And he says, "Come unto me." Immediately. A great storm, but as a result of the Lord Jesus Christ, a great calm. Maybe you have experienced the storm of life. How wonderful tonight that we can show to you that as a result of the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he has done for you upon the cross, you can experience a great calm if only you'll believe on him. How wonderful you could just do that in the seat where you are. Just say to God, "Oh no, I'm a sinner. Yes, I believe Jesus died on the cross for me, that he was buried on the third day, rose again, and from your heart repent of your sin. Turn to him and simply accept him as your saviour." And so the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who loved us and died for us upon the cross, who suffered taking the punishment for our sin, and having stilled the storm, he asked the question, "Where's your faith? Where is your faith?" Imagine saying that to the disciples. "Where is your faith?" Could I ask you tonight, what are you relying upon for eternity? After this life, there is an eternity. What are you relying upon? Where is your faith? You know, the only way we can get to heaven, the only way in which we can have our sins forgiven and know we're on our way to heaven, 100% sure, absolutely certain, it's only because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. And he's the one who cares. He's the one who loves you and died for you upon a cross. He's different from any other. He cares more than anybody else. He is the one, not only who is caring, not only who is considerate, not only who is compassionate, but he is the one who was willing to be crucified for you and for me so that we can have our sins forgiven. We can know we're on our way to heaven. He suffered so much for you. He suffered so much for me while upon that cross. The nails driven through his hands and through his feet, the crown of thorns upon his head, the spear into his side, the beard ripped from his face. People spat in his face. They hit him. They whipped his back. He was barely recognizable as a man, and he had never done a sin. He was there because of his great love for you and for me. Dear friend, tonight, do you want to experience the great calm? Do you want to experience this one who cares more than anybody else? He can be your saviour. And you can know your sins are forgiven. And you can know that you're on your way to heaven no matter what the future holds. You know, not one of us knows what tomorrow will bring. We could be in eternity tomorrow. If your life was to end today, dear friend tonight, can I ask you, where would you be? Where would you spend eternity if your life came to an end today? I don't want to sound morbid, but let's face up to fact. How wonderful the Lord Jesus Christ, his arms are outstretched today. Not now on a cross, but his arms are outstretched, willing, wanting, longing you to come to him and put your faith and your trust in him. He is a living Saviour, one who died, was buried and rose again the third day. But he's soon to return. You know, Dan was mentioning that the meetings will continue on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, into next week. Dear friend, tonight, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. Are you ready for eternity? Have you trusted him yet? Have you accepted him as your Saviour? How wonderful that you can do that just in the seat where you are. The opportunity to accept him is available now. The Bible says now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I can't even tell you to come back and think about it and sleep on it and come back tomorrow, Thursday night, and see what we say then. I can't tell you to do that. Because this might be the last time you have the opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. That's a very solemn thing. This might be the last time the gospel is preached in this tent. We're expected to go on towards the end of the month, but this might be the last time the gospel is preached in this tent, and the last time you hear it, the last opportunity you have to accept it. Dear friend, tonight I'm urging you, before it is forever too late, to simply accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. He cares more than anybody else. He loved you and he died for you upon a cross. Dear friend, I'm urging you, before you leave this tent tonight, to get right with God and to put your faith and trust in him, the one who loved you, the one who gave his life for you so that you might have your sins forgiven and that you might be on your way to heaven. Carest thou not that we perish? How wonderful. We have a Saviour who cares more than anybody else. Accept him tonight. We trust you will, before it's forever too late. Shall we pray?